Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in your glorious blessing. Bible says that God's plan for us are good and not of evil, to bring us
to Is it more than just My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and thank God for each and every one this morning and every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, please join me as we say the Lord's prayers together in Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every moment of our lives. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in the lives of our children. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence. I decrease. We decrease. Lord, you take complete and absolute control of our lives. Spirit of the living God, release your breath upon us. Blow into our atmosphere, Almighty God. Blow into the radio, the cyberspace, the networks. Holy Spirit, blow, Almighty God. Let the breath of God be released in our environment, in our homes, in the name of Jesus. Father, release your breath in our homes. Release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, release your breath in our children's environment, wherever they are. Release your breath, Almighty God. Release your breath on the radio show, the cyberspace, the network. Holy Spirit, release your breath. Lord, we need divine CPR. Divine CPR, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release our breath, resuscitate us. Resuscitate us, oh God. Resuscitate us, resuscitate our children. Resuscitate, oh God, our lives. Resuscitate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, resuscitate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, revive your works in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Oh, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us, O God. We truly repent for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We repent, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we soak this home in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything in this home in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, wherever they are, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we put the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we put the armor of God and the armor of light on our spouses, on our children and grandchildren, upon each and every one of us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning I pray that you send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we bring the word forth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels, O God, guide and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let this day be a day of new beginnings. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, and there's no one greater than you. And so, Father, we bless you, O God. We have a Father that will never fail us. Father God, we stand on your word and your promises concerning our lives and our destiny, O God, in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives. O Father, we bless your name. O Father, we praise you, O God. Almighty God, we adore you. Almighty God, we bless you, O God. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Spirit of the living God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Uriah Sandiria Koromasi. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise his name, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, touch each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, touch each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Mother Somerville, oh God. We pray, Lord, for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Mother Somerville. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We praise your name. We pray for Sister Nett, oh God. Oh, God, we pray for her mother, oh God. Be with the family. Guide and protect them, O God. In the name of Jesus, bring them together with your holy cords of love, O God. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself in the lives of sister and family members, her granddaughter, her son, her daughter, O God. Let your name be glorified. Do something spectacular in their lives. Do something spectacular in the lives, O God, of their children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do something good. Do something spectacular. Lord, you are so good. You are all kind. And let them know that it is the doing of the Lord and it's marvelous in our eyes. Father, you are God and there is nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We thank you, oh God. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender completely and totally to you. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for Denise, oh God. We ask you to touch her in a special way. Father, she is your child, oh God. Oh, Father God, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that Denise have a visitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that she will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And for that, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashion against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you glory and give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to welcome each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a God that will never, ever fail us. Hallelujah. He is God. Hallelujah. All by himself. And he will never, never fail us. All his promises are yes and amen. I just want you to know this morning, I want you to receive this word that the Lord Almighty, regardless of whatever you're going through, just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Hallelujah. So we bless God and we praise him for even blessings yet that we have not received. That has not been manifested physically. We thank you for things that he has done that we have not received physically, but it's already done for us. In Jeremiah 29:11 is one of our favorite scriptures we always read. Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the thoughts toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Hallelujah. So God talks towards us our good, not evil. Hallelujah. I want you to know that. "But I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So what would you say our thoughts towards me are good? Our thoughts towards me are good and not evil. Towards me is peace. Hallelujah. God wants to give me and expect it, and that what it doesn't mean, expect it. It's already predestinated what it will be. Hallelujah. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." Hallelujah. Don't give up. Yet praise him. When you praise him, breakthrough come from the bottom of your heart. Hallelujah. Even when you're going through things, praise him. The psalmist said, "Hope thou in God, but I will yet praise him, who is the help. He is the help of your countenance. He is your God." And then Isaiah 40:31 says, "And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." They that wait upon the Lord, don't be anxious. Wait on the Lord, and he will renew our strength. Hallelujah. He will mount up on us with wings as eagle. You shall run, be weary. and you shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31, Psalm 121:7-8. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. And Romans 15:13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now the God of hope, and then you pray, Lord God of hope, fill me with all joy and peace. Hallelujah. Fill me with all joy and peace. Romans 15:13. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and I have a burden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Do not give up on God. All his promises are yes, and all his promises are yes and amen. So regardless of the things that we go through, yeah, we go through some refiner's fire through our lives. Hallelujah, because God is taking away things in our lives, bringing him glory and honor. Hallelujah. And so as we go through some of these refining fire, we are being purified so that we can be used by Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Father, do not let anyone under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now, oh God, those that will listen at another time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, do not let anyone give up. Release, oh God, peace. Release, oh God, that peace that surpasses all understanding. But each and every family this morning, release your joy and peace in our atmosphere. Release your joy and peace in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I want you to know that God is an all-knowing God. God knows our end from the beginning. He knows everything about us. Hallelujah. And with all that he has placed in us, we will reach to the finish line as he wants us to. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So I'm going to just go over something this morning that the Lord placed in my heart. When we look in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3, that's when the serpent came and tempted Eve. And Eve ate from the tree that God had said that they should not eat of. The serpent twisted the words. And Eve was fooled. She ate from that fruit. She gave it to her husband. And hallelujah, Genesis 3. I want you to see what is happening in the garden. Hallelujah. Everything starts in the garden. Amen. I want you to know that everything starts in the garden. The Bible says in Genesis 3, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Hallelujah. And they had disobeyed God. And the Bible tells us that in verse 7, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed thick leaves together and made themselves apron. You see, sometimes when we must not self-destruct. And I said that the other day. I was talking about self-destruction. Okay? They have sinned. They have done what is wrong in the sight of God, Adam and Eve. We've heard this story millions of times. But I just want to come with from a different standpoint this morning to help someone, including myself. Holy Spirit, take the eminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, let me not speak on my own, but let me speak in the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. I surrender my spirit, soul, and body to you. Perfect all, O Holy Spirit, that concerns this word. Holy Spirit, move upon it, send it from a locus to a realm of word. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. So the Bible tells us that their eyes were open, and then they made aprons. Hallelujah. They made aprons to cover themselves because they knew they were naked. So they made, it's even worse. You know, we know that we've done things that is not right in the eyes of God. And we try to fix these things instead of going unto God. We come boldly to the throne of grace. But no, we do not come boldly to the throne of grace. We end up being like Adam and Eve, and then we fix these fig leaves. And guess what they made themselves? This is what we do when we sin. But we do it, they have become servants. Why? Because even before Satan tells them anything, any other thing, they take the thick leaves, they knew they were naked, and they made themselves aprons. If when you wear apron, you are serving. Hallelujah. Now, these are people, Adam and Eve, in their glorious form, without sin, the first man and woman who hired Satan, fooled them. And then they took and made thick aprons. How many of you making aprons instead of going to God? Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins, oh God. We got to learn to acknowledge when we are wrong. We cannot get a breakthrough. I hear the Spirit. We cannot get a breakthrough when we keep justifying what we are doing that is wrong. When someone say A to you, you say B. When someone say B to you, you say C. Your parents cannot talk to you because you think you're always right. Your friends cannot talk to you because you think you're always right. Your aunts and uncles cannot talk to you because you always answer as the right answer. But yet and still you're stagnant, you're not moving forward. And you wonder why you're not moving forward. Oh, you pay your tithes, you pay your offering. You go to church, you read your Bible and everything, but you're still stagnant. You're stagnant because you have that pride. You cannot admit, I did this wrong. I fall short of the glory of God. You do not want to admit that you're wrong. You look for excuses and you blame everybody around you. We are going into 2024, my sisters and brothers. You better get on board. It will be a glorious year for the children of God if we can tap into it. You cannot tap into those things with a separate heart. You cannot jump into it when you want to do it your way and not God's way. You can't jump into it when you're using fig leaves to make aprons, when you're not true to yourself, but true to who you are. You're still holding on. How do you expect God So help you. But we still hold on. And God is waiting for us to let go and let him come in. Let go and let God. And maybe you would say, I pray. Yes, you may pray, but you have not surrendered. You can pray. Many of us, we pray, but have we surrendered? Have we released it on the altar and give it to God? Pray to the Lord and ask him to intervene. You have to surrender to him. And you got to confess your sins and say, Lord, I've messed up. Ask God for mercy. Ask him for mercy. Come to look at the man in the mirror. Who's the man in the mirror? Who's that person? What can God, I told you about Job, what can God say about you? What can he say about you? Look what he said about Job. He told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? He's upright. He eschews evil. He's a man of righteousness. Can God say that about us? Why you want to say that? Because even though we have a form of godliness, when I pray, Lord, have mercy, we just saying it, but we really, truly do not mean it. And God looks at the heart of man. Who am I speaking to this morning? Father, just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The angels are right there to do the assignment that God has for you. The angels are there to assist you, but you steadfastly think that you're right. You steadfastly put that apron on to serve. You think it's a promotion, it's a demotion. When we do not surrender our lives to God, when we do not say, Lord, let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven, when we do not surrender completely and totally to him, we become a slave to sin. And now has dominion over our lives. He knows we have not come to the throne of grace. He knows that we like to argue and point fingers at each other instead of confessing our sins. Lord, we have sinned and fallen short. We pray for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. This Christmas time, you want to feel the presence and the power of God? Let go and take all that haughtiness from your shoulders. Come to the throne of grace. Be open. Hallelujah. Let your hair down in the name of Jesus. Be open. Let the Lord move in our lives. There's so much God wants to do for us. I told you he wants to bring us to an expected end. Hallelujah. His thoughts towards us are good and not evil. But we have to surrender. We have to surrender and do not be like Adam and Eve making aprons. You make your own apron and then you become a servant of sin. You don't want to be a servant of sin. You, the Son, has set free is free indeed. You want God to come into your life and you want things to move. Hallelujah. You want God, you want to give your weaknesses. Lord, you gave God every weakness that you know of that in you. You release it on the altar and pray. Because you ask the God, God, come into my heart. I've done this. I have this negative habit. Lord, help me. You're surrendering everything. And don't walk back and do not make aprons out of fig leaves. And then God said unto Adam, where art thou? God is asking you, where are you? I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Do you know that I love you? Do you know my plans towards you? Do you know my plans towards you are good and not evil? This is what God is speaking. Do you know? Pastor Young, my plans to want your good, not evil, to bring you to your expected end. He's thinking of each and every one of us this morning. His thoughts towards us, our good and not evil, to bring us to his expected end. He's asking, where are you? You've already met the snare, the thick leaves. Where are you? Let the Lord, why is he asking, where are you? He knows where you are, but he wants to hear you. Where are you in this season of your life? Where are you? Is it the same old, same old? No, it's time for you to enjoy the blessings, spiritual blessings of Almighty God. It's time for you to do that. It's not only done in, so you're waiting because I know you can enjoy the pleasantries of Almighty God right here on earth. Where are you? Where are you in your life and your relationship? Truthful, be honest. Get on your knees and pray. I don't need a prayer. Pray. Let this day be a day of new beginning. Lord, I pray for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So when the next thing about God called, where are you? And he said, I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. Telling God, I was afraid. You see, look at the fear. We didn't have fear before this God, before Satan came. Now that spirit of fear, now our Adam eyes have been opened. That means he walked in the fleshly ways and he hid himself. Don't hide yourself from God. Yes, you, whatever you've done, take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't hide yourself. Hiding yourself in your apron, no blessings, no breakthrough. No. You're not a servant for Satan. You're a child of God. You are a son and daughter of the King of Kings. Then what happens next? Then the Lord said, who told you that thou art, was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou should not eat? Because when you eat from that tree, naked, that glory has departed from him. And what did Adam said, and the man said, the woman which thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. The Lord, look at that. God gave him a woman, gave him Eve. Now he's looking for excuse. Don't look for excuse. Don't justify yourself. And then the woman, she justified herself. So for them, what don't you see in Genesis 3? You do not even confessing their sins and asking for forgiveness. They got all the answers. But nevertheless, they're not asking God for mercy. Are we in that place that we think we're right and we look for excuses? We don't ask God for mercy. Father and our God, we thank you for this word. I love the song that said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our grief and things to reach. To bear, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Carry it to God in prayer. He wants to bless you. He wants to bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't listen to what the enemy is speaking. Trust in the Lord all your heart. And lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.